What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I'll tell you what, I have been really impressed with Bajan. Not only his timing, not only playing within the confines of the system, but the athleticism at the quarterback position seems like a prerequisite to play anymore. If you're a statue in the pocket in today's day and age, it's just so hard with these defenders.
This is as good of a talk radio city as there is in the country. What do we think, boys? We got a quarterback controversy in.
How dare you, Joe Davis? I knew what you were doing there. You're pulling an old Mark Grody stir the pot.
A little red meat.
You knew what you were doing. That was the Fox broadcast last night, along with, of course, former Bear Greg Olson. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. Tyson Bajan goes 13 of 22 yesterday, 196 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, one sack, but who cares? The Bears won 38-0 against the Bills in preseason game number 2. And a big target for him, and really somebody who helped make a lot of plays go outside of even what we saw catching-wise, was the play of Luther Burden. That's encouraging for a multitude of reasons. Number one, backing up your draft pick status. Backing up why you justified that decision when you decided to choose him early in the second round. Number two, I think the progress arc of what we saw out of Luther Burden is also something that should be noted. He gets 49 yards on the day, averaged 16.3 per catch, also something you want to see, especially out of that option. And I think additionally, you see further in the Ben Johnson offense, the role he's going to play and how the slot becomes a major part of how this is going to succeed.
I was wondering while I'm watching Luther Burden III do his thing, showing that wiggle. I mean, the wiggle, if you're trying to guard him in a phone booth, you might have some difficulty. It all was on display yesterday. And I love the fact that I don't know that Luther Burden III isn't upset and playing with a chip on his shoulder right now, because he sees all the guys ahead of him in terms of who's getting targets. He's like, I need to climb this depth chart. And he's doing everything in his power, even though he got off to a late start in camp, to climb that depth chart. Right now, though, he just has some really good guys in front of him, Mark.
You said the chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And I know that that's basically cliche now, like so many guys have a chip on their shoulder. This guy, like, man, every interaction I've had with him, it's like a boulder on his shoulder, man. Like, I don't know what it is, but, I mean, again, maybe this just goes back to getting drafted in the second round. You know what I mean? Like, there is a healthy anger about Luther Burden, who I did talk to last night. We'll hear some of that coming up in just a little bit. And I think I like it. Like, he's a tough customer, man. When you're talking to him, like, he's not like a guy who's going to, you know, want to be all fun and sunshiny. And
he's not Tyson Bajan.
He's not Tyson. He's not Cole Kmet. He will answer the questions, but he's kind of a tough customer. He's an interesting guy, and I think I like it.
Yeah, I'm for having a range of personalities on the field, but especially when you're backing it up with the actions you are. You know, for one, like, he was legendary out of high school, you know, in East St. Louis, goes to Missouri. We talked to his head coach, Eli Drinkwitz, when he was drafted.
Drinky.
And I do think it is cool.
Unhitched.
I do think it's cool to have somebody represent from East St. Louis on the Bears, just to have, that is, to me, still a local aspect, even though it's downstate. But all of that said, there was also just the criticisms of him, you know, as to why he fell to that second round, as to whether or not he was going to fit in an NFL role where there's more asked of you. The moves that we saw him when it came to the receiving part of his job, the juke move at the line of scrimmage to smoke somebody, you know, that's a veteran type of move. You don't typically see that out of a college receiver in a rookie season this early. So I love that. But more than that, it was also really him picking up the role of blocking and being a willing pass blocker, being willing to set an edge. And there was no faking what you saw when it came to his blocking assignments. Ryan Poles joined the broadcast in the fourth quarter. And he went over some tape, and I feel like he was in his happy place when it came to talking about individuals studying tape with Greg Olsen. So let's listen to what he had to say when he was watching, because they're showing him the video of Luther Burden doing his job.
Oh, nice.
We loaded up those blocks from Luther Burden. I'm sure you saw them, but we got some pretty good angles of them right here. And it's going to warm an old lineman's heart right here. Oh, yeah.
That's physical now in that crack. Wait till you see this one. He takes this guy 3 yards back in the end zone.
Yep.
I mean, and we talked about it before. If you're going to play in Ben Johnson's offense, if you're an unwilling perimeter blocker as a wide receiver, I don't care how fast you are, you're not going to play.
No. No block, no rock.
And they're living by that. And Burden must have heard. He heard. You heard. He heard.
Also, Poles talked about in the broadcast, he expanded on that. And he said, Poles mentioned it, he was not that way to begin camp. And he said, you know, trust me, that was not the case. And when he said, trust me, he made it sound like not only was it serious, but it was something that he knew needed work. And how he had become a willing listener and a willing participant. And then you see it on the field. If it takes a week to fix a problem, that's a successful fix. You know, if it takes a couple weeks, when you're seeing this improvement in this buy-in level, that's a good thing.
I think for him, he got drafted where he did. Not happy, obviously, that he wasn't a first-round pick. He knows what the word on the street was about. Remember Steve Smith talking about him? The former receiver
Carolina Panthers
in
star.
A very negative way.
Bears killer.
And yes, that's Eli Drinkowitz.
No. Oh, every Bears fan knows who Steve Damn Smith is, trust me.
There's a lot of opposing teams.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of.
That's the brand new song from
This is a breaking news report. He shoots, he scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Some particularly massive moments against the Bears.
But the point I was making is, so there's a lot of negativity surrounding him as his draft stock fell, in his eyes at least. And then he gets here and he looks around the receiver room. Another top 10 pick in Rome Odunze ahead of him. DJ Moore, who got paid all the money. Olamide Zaccheaus, who we know what he's been able to do since he got to camp. He has not skipped a beat working with a new team. He's used to doing this every year.
Colston Loveland.
Cole Kmet. And he's like, oh, I'm low man on this depth chart. I got to do whatever they ask me to do to get where I want to be.
He's acting accordingly. I mean, that's what I can tell you.
He's fallen into line.
He is. He's not only fallen into line, but he's pushing his way to the front of the line. He's not at the front of the line, but even literally with the pushing and the blocking that we were talking about last night, he's like, oh, if that's what you need, oh, you want to see this? Okay.
It's just so refreshing when I consider. Also, we'll get into this, and I think it's really valid in the next segment, to talk about the offensive line concepts and clear blocking concepts. Because if I can see them in a game real time, that means they must be being coached. Because I don't know if you know this, but I didn't play football.
You didn't?
No.
Did anybody in this room play football? Yeah. Marshall, did you play football?
I played 1 year of football. It did not go well for me.
Well, that's 100% more years than me.
Yeah.
But when I'm seeing Luther Burden, who... that extra weight matters. You know, he's listed at 6'2", 210. When I see that, number one, I got flashbacks of poor Darnell Mooney at 175, maybe, being asked to block in a way on the edge where he wasn't going inside. There wasn't a contain element there when it came to where he was in position to the line of scrimmage, which is why formation is so important. And how Burden, even in those plays where you're asking him to block, he's set up from a successful part of the field to then run inside. So he's already going to help form a pocket around. He's already going to help shield from the other person designed to get the ball. So then from the start, he's in the right spot. And then you see how he blocks and he's able to move that body back.
Checked all the boxes.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's so many reasons as to why it looks better. You know, it's how they're set up pre-snap, too, to make these plays and make them look good. And then you're asking the right guy to do it because he's heavier.
I mean, and the pre-snap stuff like that you mentioned, I mean, we didn't see issues. We didn't see issues.
I told you, that was my number one takeaway from last night's game is, oh, the operation looks clean.
Yeah.
That has not been the case at training camp, as you have duly noted, and so have I.
Very recently. Layla,
go back to Friday.
Marshall, do you guys want me to take you through the locker room a little bit?
I would like it.
A little bit?
I think that that would be a lovely idea.
A little bit. I got some good stuff with. I had a good talk with Braxton Jones last night. I thought he really provided some insight for me, and I'd like to present it to all of you on the left tackle position, what he is going through. He got a little personal, as in, I don't know if that's the right way to put it. He got he was revealing a little bit, like where he stands with all of this.
Sounds and like he was vulnerable with you.
He was a little bit vulnerable with in terms of what Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar basically said, nobody's good enough to play left tackle. I presented that question to Braxton Jones. We'll have that and more coming up.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.